For this Friday, August 8th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. There's some relief for Mount Vernon residents who were concerned about a proposed wheel tax. The mayor's office confirms the measure was voted down during the most recent city council meeting. The ordinance would have added a flat fee to each vehicle, about $25 for a standard passenger car, to help fund street and curb repairs. City leaders said the tax was aimed at keeping Mount Vernon eligible for future community crossings grant money. Meanwhile, in Evansville, officials announced yesterday that they are moving forward with a similar tax, calling it a stable, dedicated source of funding for road improvements. The first co-working space is opening in downtown Mount Vernon next week. Officials with the Evansville Regional Economic Partnership, or EREP, say they will be hosting a grand opening of Co-Work Posey at 2 p.m. on Monday, August 11th. The workspace is located at 231 Main Street. They say members will have access to Wi-Fi, printing and copying services, and private meeting rooms. Co-Work Posey will also be hosting free Co-Work Fridays to celebrate the launch. Those dates include August 15th, 22nd, and 29th. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To register for the grand opening, you can visit their website. The Children's Learning Center of Posey County is encouraging the community to join them tonight at 6 o'clock for a pizza and water slide party. They say this is to celebrate the last slice of summer. The event will take place at the Children's Learning Center playground. There will be food and drinks provided, photo opportunities, and water fun. Redistricting discussions took center stage during Governor Braun's recent meeting with the vice president on Thursday. The conversation comes as the White House increases pressure on Republican-led states to redraw congressional maps before the upcoming elections. Governor Braun did not confirm any agreements as he left the State House following the meeting. The topic of redistricting has already been discussed in large states such as Texas and Florida. The governor would need to call a special session to initiate the redistricting process, but did not dismiss the possibility when asked earlier this week. The current congressional representation in Indiana sees Republican U.S. representatives outnumbering Democrats 7-2, with Republicans holding a majority in the state Senate. Indiana Democrats held a press conference expressing concerns that changes could impact fair representation for Democratic voters. The redistricting issue is expected to be a significant topic leading up to the 2026 midterms. From the sports world on Thursday in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs had the day off as the two teams begin a three-game series against each other this evening in St. Louis at 7:15. The Cardinals are 58-58 and the Cubs are 66-48. The Cincinnati Reds were shut out in Pittsburgh versus the Pirates 7-0. The Reds have now lost back-to-back games as their record is 60-56. Game 2 of the four-game set is tonight at 5:40. Week 1 of the NFL preseason kicked off last night and the Indianapolis Colts lost at the Baltimore Ravens 24-16. Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson left the game with an injury during the second offensive series of the game. Reports say it was a dislocated pinky on his right hand, which is his throwing hand. Richardson was 2-for-3 passing for 21 yards. Daniel Jones played quarterback after the injury and was 10-for-21 for 144 yards. The third quarterback that played for the Colts was Riley Leonard, and he went 12-for-24 for 92 yards with an interception. The Colts' Week 2 preseason game is a week from Saturday at home with the Green Bay Packers. That's news and sports for this Friday, August 8th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News in Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.